Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, July 16th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Northern Arapaho Business Council is telling leaders from a local church to leave the Wind River Reservation. That's after a controversial sermon earlier this month encouraged Northern Arapaho tribal members to denounce their traditional ways. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards has more.
Foundations for Nations pastor Sarah Lucas gave the sermon on the last day of the tribe's traditional ceremony known as Sundance and implied the practice was a, quote, demonic activity. The Riverton Ranger reported she called on parishioners to, quote, tear down the idols. Outcry over the sermon spread across social media and in protests outside of the church. The Lucas family says they have since received death threats. The Northern Arapaho Business Council has officially asked the church to leave. Northern Arapaho member Andy LeBeau served in the Wyoming House. She felt shock and anger when she saw the video.
My ancestors had a relationship with the Creator before Wyoming was Wyoming. That relationship carried us through famine, war, removal, boarding schools, and every attempt to erase us. We do not ask Christians to abandon their faith. We ask for the same respect in return.
LeBeau says if the church decides to fight the eviction, the tribe has a long history of standing up for itself in court. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
For some mountain communities, summer was supposed to be a chance to recover from a difficult winter season. Instead, wildfires are bringing new economic challenges. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
In southwestern Colorado, the city of Ouray is known for an ice climbing fest, but a warm winter made it nearly iceless. Fewer people came. Tony Schmidt owns Ouray Meat and Cheese Market. After that, he banked on summer for a rebound.
Tourism in the summertime is what thrives this whole town and carries this whole town every way around, from the city hot spring pool to the motels to Jeep rentals to grocery stores and restaurants.
But then came the Gold Mountain Fire, prompting evacuations, road closures, and the cancellation of a big 100-mile trail race. Schmidt's business is down 40 to 50%. City officials told local media visitation is down about the same. Now Schmidt is pivoting, setting up an online shop that he hopes will reach people even if they're not coming to town. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
One of the strictest state bans on abortion in the country could be overturned. Voters in Idaho will be asked whether they want to restore abortion rights in November. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Julia Lucchetta has more.
The organization Idahoans United for Women and Families has gathered enough qualifying signatures in support of the Reproductive Freedom and Privacy Act ballot initiative. If passed, the law would allow abortions up to fetal viability and when the health of the mother is in danger.
Put very simply, this law restores us to the standard that we had under Roe in Idaho for nearly five decades.
That's Melanie Falwell, director of the campaign. The campaign collected roughly 110,000 signatures over the last 10 months and relied on the help of more than 1,200 unpaid volunteers.
That was Julie Lucchetta reporting for the Mountain West News Bureau in Boise, Idaho. The food sovereignty movement is teaching tribes to reclaim healthier and more sustainable food systems. And a new memoir penned by a popular indigenous chef is giving direction. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Gabriel Pietrazio has more.
Executive chef Nephi Craig is in charge of Cafe Gojo in White River and is now the author of Our Knives Will Save Us, dispatches from a White Mountain Apache chef.
I'm 46 years old and 15 years into my sobriety, and I wanted to write the story that is a tool for others.
His modern scratch kitchen inside a renovated gas station employs fellow Apaches recovering from substance abuse.
This is our legacy to make health and healing an everyday practice, bringing back ceremonies, planting songs, cooking, recipes, hunting, language, all of that great stuff. That way it doesn't matter if you're in New York or on the res.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
Marijuana sales hit their lowest level in a decade in one of the first states to legalize its recreational use, our neighbor to the south, Colorado. As some nearby states relax their laws in recent years, cannabis tourism has declined. Stores that do not depend on tourism appear to be more stable, says Dan Morgan, co-founder of Social Dispensary, a chain of 9 Denver area stores.
I do see in markets like Denver, Boulder, those markets are going to be pretty stable.
In the first quarter of this year, customers in Colorado purchased $312 million of cannabis. That's down 4% compared to a year ago. And Wyoming Public Media will provide live coverage of President Trump's address tonight. Topics will include free and fair elections. You can listen tonight beginning at 7 online at wyomingpublicmedia.org. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Gillette Runners celebrated the nation's 250th anniversary with a fitting coincidence. The Gillette News Record reports it was also about 250 people who showed up for the annual 4-mile run walk on the 4th of July. Cheyenne got 4 new bronze panels just in time for the 4th celebration. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reports they depict Wyoming's history from 1776 up to today. Echo's Wyoming at America 250 showcases things like the state's natural resources, women's suffrage, the railroad and mining industries, and important historical figures. A University of Wyoming student organization recently took first place for the second time in a row at the SAE Formula Hybrid and Electric Competition. The win by Wyoming Motorsports came even after an impromptu road trip to get a replacement part in time to compete. The team also passed the technical inspections much more quickly this year. Casper kids have a new safe space to spend time in. The Casper Star Tribune reports the Casper Youth Hub has 6 dedicated areas, including a gaming room, makerspace, kitchen, and production studio. It was created with the help of its main constituency. 5 of the 12 board seats are held by kids. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. When and where was the first business established west of the Missouri River? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who is the longest-serving U.S. senator in Wyoming history? That would be Francis E. Warren, who served for a total of 37 years and 4 days across 2 periods from 1890 to 1893, and then continuously from 1895 until his death in 1929. Congratulations to Annika Robertson, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy what should be a nice day and check in again tomorrow.